It's interesting. He's talked about the slickness of the balls, and he said, you know, I can't ever get my hands on those balls.
He said, you realize if we have yellow balls and green grass stains over the plant, we'll have bloody blue balls at Wimbledon.
5'9" tall, yet plays with a very long shaft. When he played at Michigan State with Tampa Bay's Adam Hall, Weaver told us his stick was even longer, and he's learned to control that 63-inch stick.
Lots been made about Eli Manning's ability to handle a wet ball.
Jared Allen, the one-eyed monster. Listen, if you're...
Everybody, welcome to the Let's Make Fun podcast. My name's Jeremy Balls, Sturdivant, if you will. It's spelt Sturdivant, but it's pronounced Balls. I go by Sturdivant as my last name. Some people call me Sturdivant, but not very many. More people call me Jeremy. Whatever you want to call me. Thank you so much for tuning in yet again this week. This is the Let's Make Fun podcast, and today we are going to be talking about sports in general. We've had a couple of episodes about specific sports, and I have a feeling we're going to have multiple episodes about sports, really. This might be just sports 1A, kind of like how every episode is pretty much just about pretty much everything, but you kind of have to have a main topic. This one will be about sports, and I'll talk about some stuff. I mean, we've talked about the NFL, we've talked about baseball, we've talked about fantasy sports, and we'll be talking about all that stuff yet again today, but kind of wanted to encompass all sports just because it is currently my favorite time of year right now. It's fall, and as we've talked about multiple times, my actual favorite time of year is Christmas time, because I love Christmas more than anything. And Kelsey knows that. She knows I love Christmas more than I love her. No, that's a lie. She knows that we are all, you know, we're all tied. I love myself, Christmas, and Kelsey all the same. But anyway, this is my, and I guess fall. Fall football season, it all kind of ties together. In fact, I'm looking directly right now at an ornament that we got ourselves, a Christmas tree ornament from Switzerland. So that just shows. I mean, we've got Christmas crap everywhere all the time, but we've also got sports stuff everywhere all the time. I'm drinking out of a Charlie Blackman Colorado Rockies cup that we got at one of the games. So, you know, whatever. I don't care. We'll talk about whatever the hell I want to talk about, right? Am I right? Yeah. But no, right now I'm watching the Thursday night football game between the Bucks and the Panthers on my phone because we don't have stupid NFL Network because stupid Comcast is a piece of crap. And when we first got Comcast, they decided to turn off NFL Network within the first week of when we got it. And this was last year. This was at the beginning of the NFL season last year. So we've kind of just dealt with it. There's really not a whole lot of games that are only on the NFL Network anymore. They now have them on Fox as well. Last year they had some on CBS and Fox and the NFL Network. But we looked, and this year it looks like it's just NFL Network and Fox. But, and I don't know if they did it last year, but you can also now watch it on your Yahoo Sports app. So if you do fantasy sports through Yahoo, I really just signed in through that, and I'm watching it on my phone perfectly fine. So if you don't have cable, you don't have TV or anything like that, but you wanted to watch the game, this is going to be a moot point because by the time this comes out, this game's going to be long over. But either way, for next week, I believe next week's game is also only on the NFL Network. So it should, I believe, work on your Yahoo app. If you have Yahoo Sports Fantasy or you just have the Yahoo Sports app, you know, just to get updates on games and stuff, you should be able to watch it on your phone or tablet or whatever. So hopefully that works for you. No, Yahoo did not pay me a bunch of money like they paid like Baker Mayfield. Like, well, I guess they didn't, but Hulu paid like Baker Mayfield and a bunch of other guys to like say, this thing has live sports, and then they get money. I did not get anything from Yahoo. I hope somebody from Yahoo hears this and gives me some money. That'd be sweet. But then they'd probably also hear the one where I was talking about my fantasy league last year, how they decided to do stat corrections at the very last minute. And I thought I was in the playoffs still. And 2 days after the game had ended, I found out that I was not in the playoffs anymore. So overall, Yahoo Fantasy, I'm still pissed at. But this is cool. I get to watch this game that I don't care at all about, other than my fantasy team. So that's pretty cool. But yes, back to the point of this week's episode, which is sports. And the reason I mean, like I've already said, there are multiple reasons I wanted to talk about sports today. But the main reason I did was because one of my favorite channels, and it's not just Comcast, it's on every cable provider, is getting rid, or already has gotten rid, of Altitude Sports. Now, if you're not familiar, Altitude Sports is the local home of like the, you know, the Avs and the Nuggets. So they are the only team, the only places that you can watch those games are on Altitude. Every once in a while, they'll play Nuggets games on TNT or ESPN. You know, so maybe like 4 or 5 games a year. And then the NHL will be played on NBC Sports every once in a while. So the Avs might be on, you know, some of those local but it's also on cable channels a couple of times a year, but not every game. This has been a channel that has been for the past, I believe they said 20 years. I feel like it's been less than that, but that's what they said. So I'm just going to go ahead and give them the benefit of the doubt here. They've been around for a long time, and I've taken it for granted. I don't know what the deal is. I am not a part of any of it, obviously. But it's a load of crap. They finally have two good teams that are both playoff contenders, both... So, like, they're both very young teams that are going to be here in the near future going, hopefully, to multiple finals or Stanley Cup finals. And now, I don't know when this contract is going to get resolved or what they're going to do, but this season, it doesn't seem like we're going to be able to watch anything. And it's a load of crap. I've seen a couple of things where they talk about, like people have talked about how it's like, oh, you guys finally have a good, somewhat good team, and now you decide to get rid of them, or you guys haven't won anything for a long time. How dare you not pay for this, or something like that. And it's like, what are you talking about? First off, most cities, most teams have a local channel that they could watch. For the past, ever since I was a kid. Ever since any of these teams, well, the Nuggets have been around, but ever since the Rockies and the Avs have been around, you've been able to watch these teams on, you know, when I was younger, it was on regular TV. Now it's been on cable. Every once in a while, they'll change, especially the Rockies. They change, like, whatever channel it is all the time. Like, for a long time, it was Fox Sports Net. Then it was Root Sports. Now it's AT&T Sportsnet. And guess what? The Rockies have never won a World Series ever, but their contract has not ever run out. I've never not been able to watch the Rockies, and they've been a shitty team for the majority of their existence. The Avalanche have won 2 Stanley Cups, and for a decade, you know, went to the playoffs. And recently are back into it. And it just doesn't make any sense to me that I don't know who is at fault here. I don't know if Comcast and I'm assuming it's most likely altitude's issue because every cable provider dropped them. It's not just one, you know, it's not just one or two. It's all of them. So I'm assuming altitude is being either cheap or I don't know how it works. I don't know if altitude decided to not pay. That's the thing. I don't know how it works. I don't know if altitude gets money or if altitude had to pay money, but either way, it's not that it shouldn't be that big of a deal. The owner is a billionaire that owns the now Los Angeles Rams as well. I think he'd be able to afford whatever it is just so his fans could watch his freaking teams. So I really do hope that gets resolved because it's really pissing me off. And we're about a month away from both seasons starting. And I am very excited about it, but not if we're not going to be able to watch anything. I'm not going to be happy at all. So that's just a load of crap, and I just wanted to get to it. But let's go ahead and get to Jeremy's last week. A lot can happen in a week.
What happened to you?
That just happened.
But don't worry. We're here to get you through the tough times.
They did all that?
We missed everything because we were on our phones.
This is Jeremy's last week.
And those who are nearest to the entrance into paradise. Amen.
Yeah, amen. Amen, everybody. But no, not really. That's supposed to be a joke, like Jeremy's last week on Earth. But it's not. It's just what's happened to me in the last week. And that was one of the things that had happened to me in the last week. That just happened in the last week. So that was kind of part of Jeremy's last week. But another thing is we've started a new show. We're running out of shows. The Challenge just came back, so that's pretty cool. If you don't watch MTV's The Challenge, you're missing out on a lot of drunken drama. And it's fun to watch. It's fun to watch people that think they're famous. I mean, they're more famous than me, even though I have an amazing podcast, and who knows, maybe they do too. They're somewhat famous. But because they're reality stars. Now, The Challenge is mostly a bunch of people that used to be on The Real World, and if you used to watch The Real World or used to watch The Challenge and haven't watched it for, say, the last 10 years or so, all those same people are still on it. You've got Johnny Bananas, you've got Kara, you've got Wes, Leroy, pretty much, you know, CT is still on it. So if you have stopped watching and you're like, eh, I don't want to watch, I don't know who any of the people are, you're wrong. They're all the same. There are some different faces. They have introduced some people from reality shows here in the States. There's another show here on MTV called Are You the One? They've started pulling people from that. There are a couple of good ones from that. But right now, this season, they're doing the second version of War of the Worlds, which is pretty funny. It's mostly the US versus the UK. And it's a bunch of like other, it's a bunch of UK reality stars. And what's funny is that they pretty much have to subtitle most of what everybody on that site is saying because they're all like the Cackney accent or whatever. It's like, I didn't know I couldn't do that. And stuff like that. So it was pretty funny. There are a couple of people on there that are just great to cheer against. There's a guy named Bear who's like so ridiculously like cheesily bad that it's funny to watch him. I think he's really obnoxious, like his voice. Everybody in the show also thinks that he's obnoxious, and he is, but it's funny. It's like they handpicked him, and I didn't watch whatever he was on before that made him famous in the UK. But there's no way that this is the real way he is. He's just so over the top, constantly like trying to piss people off. It's pretty funny. We've also started a new show on Netflix. I don't know if it was actually on MTV or not. There were two seasons before, and it's Scream. You know, Scream, the movie that was, there's like four actual movies now. Well, they made a TV show. The first two seasons were for sure on MTV. And then I don't know if this last season was or not. I didn't hear anything about it. We really don't watch a lot of MTV other than The Challenge. We used to watch Catfish and stuff like that, but my God, that just became the same show over and over again. But The Challenge, pretty much the only show we watch on there, and Are You the One? And it's usually just recorded, so we just fast forward through all the commercials. So it's very possible that we missed commercials for Scream. But for how god-awfully bad the acting is so far, I would assume that it just went straight to, like, it's maybe now a Netflix show. Although now I'm thinking that every episode starts with MTV. I don't remember. All I know is that my good God, does the acting suck. The first two seasons, I'm pretty sure we're all the same people. And now this season's totally different. Like, it's a totally different set of people. We have one episode left in this season. And, I mean, just like any of these shows or movies when they're on, you just kind of want to know who the killer is. And that's where we are at this point. So much bad acting and just so stupid. And it's like so obvious, everything that's happening. But yeah, so we're watching that. We didn't really watch any movies in the past week, I don't think. I was trying to think and yeah, I don't think we did. But last thing I wanted to get to on Jeremy's last week is over the last week, I've started noticing Coors Light has a lot of new commercials out. It's like they have a new, I don't know, they're like targeting new people, even though they've been targeting the same people. And really, they don't have to target anybody anymore. They really don't need to make commercials. And I've talked about this before. There are companies out there that really don't need to make commercials anymore. Coors Light, Bud Light, those are two of them. Car commercials like Ford. It's like, maybe it's because I'm not super rich, but if I see a Ford or a car commercial, I'm not going to go to the dealership and be like, yeah, I saw that car in the commercial. I want it. I want it at the base model. A couple of, add-ons would be great. But no, I mean, when we go for a car, it's every maybe 10 years and we go to like the used car dealership and test drive stuff. I'm sure those are directed towards super rich people that go and buy cars all the time, but I think they're stupid and pointless. But the most stupid and pointless ones I've seen recently are these new Coors Light commercials. I'm sure you've seen them if you watch TV. I know we watch a lot of TV, but these ones are, it almost seems like they're directed just towards alcoholics, which is the reason I don't think it's like they're now running out of reasons to do any commercials. Like they thought they ran out of for any ideas, but then they're like, oh wait, alcoholics. But then they should have also thought, wait, alcoholics are already going to buy our beer. It's cheap because it's pretty much water and people know who we are. But they have this new cycle of commercials that are like, one is about a guy showering and he's like, he cracks a beer open in the shower. Then there's one where a lady comes home and takes her bra off because apparently, and Kelsey is the one that brought this up. You shouldn't be wearing bras that hurt you all day. You should be wearing bras that are comfortable. What the hell's wrong with you? That one makes a little bit more sense because, I mean, you know, it looked like she just got home from a day of work and she had a beer. But the point was because she could take her bra off now and not wear a bra anymore. But to Kelsey's point, the real point of that commercial was to draw guys on, you know, onto the commercial because, oh, she took her bra off. Sweet. I wonder if they'll accidentally show her nipple. I know it's a commercial, but you never know, bro. All right. Yeah. And then the most recent one that I saw was the worst one. It's a guy cooking food. And then another guy is like getting up from his slumber because he just woke up. The other guy is cooking breakfast, eggs and whatnot. The guy cooking puts food on the table. The other guy that just woke up goes to the fridge and grabs two beers. And then they sit down and it says the official beer for morning beer. And what is the overall theme there? All unnecessary times to be drinking. Showering, taking a bra off, and waking up. Those are all reasons to have a beer? I feel like those are all reasons to have a beer if you're an alcoholic. And again, if you're an alcoholic, you don't need commercials telling you what beer to buy. I'm Jeremy Sturdivant. I approve this message that you're all a bunch of lame wad idiots. But yeah, that was it. So we'll take a quick break. Later in the episode, we've got a list of... It's a pretty good list. It's a list of funny sports names that you're going to want to stick around for. So when we come back, we'll get to the comments from social media, but also we'll get to the list of funny sports names. So look forward to that, because we'll be right back on the Let's Make Fun podcast. The Not Normal Network have class.
Oh my god, somebody just came to the door and told me they're opening a brewery across the street. Like, hell yeah.
Dignity. I mean, yeah, if you're gonna like smell like absolute crap, like you actually pooped on your pants and like put them on.
And style.
It's a way to help them improve themselves if they want to, but it's not forcing them into giving up cocaine if they use it to relax after a long day.
No. Cocaine does not help you. Yeah, does not help you relax.
Listen to Beer for Breakfast, Let's Make Fun, and 4th and 20. All shows you can only find here on the Not Normal Network. Charmed, I'm sure.
That's Romance and Rebellion. The song's called Talk Me Down. Go find them. I'm telling you. That's why I'm playing them so much. They're coming out with a bunch of songs. This one is called Talk Me Down, but they are coming out with another song tomorrow. Well, technically today, because this will come out on Friday, this episode. But... technically, I'm recording this not on Friday. Bam, bam, bam. Spoiler alert, I'm not doing a podcast live, folks. That would be impressive, but I'm not that good. But no, Friday, today, most likely, if you're listening to this live. But either way, the 13th? What is today? I think that today's the 12th. Tomorrow is the 13th. Yes. So September 13th, they are coming out with a new song called Heavy, and you should go check it out on Spotify. Go follow them. Just go follow them on Facebook. You'll get all of the information you need, and then that song will be on the very next episode of the Let's Make Fun podcast. So if you miss it, you forget to go, you know, download it or look for it or anything like that, don't worry, because I've got you covered here on the show, because those guys are awesome. And if you can, they are also currently waiting to find out if they're going to be an opening act for a bunch of, I mean, to me, they're crappy. Like, I hate Taylor Swift. You know this. You know this, man. But they are in the running to be opening acts for the likes of Taylor Swift. And then we've also got a list here. Who else was it? Hold, please. They are in a competition to play the Hollywood Bowl next month. That's what it is. So they'd be opening for a few of the world's largest pop acts. Taylor Swift, Jonas Brothers, you know, stuff like that. So please go vote for them if they make it to the next round. I believe they're still trying to figure it out. I was asking Aaron, their guitarist, exactly how this worked. But right now, when I was voting for them, they were in first place. Now they're trying to still figure out if they need to keep having votes, you know, once they make it to the next round, because they better make it to the next round. Hopefully I didn't just jinx them. But if they make it to the next round, they might still need some votes. So I will keep you posted on that. But go to openingactradio.com or just go to Romance and Rebellion on Facebook, or look at my Facebook page, because I put that on my page. So all you have to do is click that link. You could get a free vote each day. That's how it was before. I don't know if they'll do it the same way in the next round, or if they even need any more votes in the next round or what, but I'll try to keep you posted so you can go help them out, because those guys are awesome, and they can use all the help they can get. You heard their awesome music. We just need to get them to some more ears. So go check them out. And next we've got the comments from social media. It was not a very heavy social media, and I'll explain why, but let's first get to the comments from social media. And now it's time for, hey bro, do you do that Sochmead? Sochmead? Comments from social media. So I was saying I'd explain, but really it's just me being lazy. I couldn't exactly think of a way to phrase how I wanted to talk about that whole altitude BS, but it took me a while to figure it out, and therefore it took me a while to post on Facebook what I wanted the topic to be. So once I did say, hey, let's make fun of sports, blah, 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 only one person said anything. and that's fine. Again, I like to think that even if I had this up for the last week, only one person would have said anything. But I don't believe that, because we're a very big show. Millions of people listen to this show every day. So I would assume that more than one person would normally post on this show, especially when I'm not having acid reflux on the microphone. But we only got one this time. So what I said was, hey, y'all. This week, I'll be making fun of sports. Why do you ask? Well, because I love most of them so much and would like to know what issues you have with them. It can be issues with all sports or a single issue with multiple sports. Let me know and let's make fun! And then Lucy Patterson commented. She said curling. Just not as fascinated with it as most seem to be. And you know what? I agree. Curling's like one of those things, like axe throwing or, I don't know, dodgeball, that like became kind of a cult, got a cult following for some reason. It's like the cool thing to like say that you're super into a thing. But really, it's not that cool. I've tried watching it. Kelsey loves it, my wife. She watches it, you know, when it's like the Winter Olympics or something. She'll watch that crap. I don't get it. But do you know what is cool? And I even said this in the response to Lucy. Shuffleboard. Why is it so damn hard to keep those freaking things on the thing? You know what I'm talking about. There's too much sawdust, I think, is the issue. But no, that's fun. So I would assume maybe shuffleboard, like if you were to actually go curling, it would probably be fun. But watching it, I don't know. I've also seen that they have, because it became that like super trendy thing to do. Like I'm pretty sure there were like bars that opened where you can. It was like a mini shuffle, or why do I keep saying shuffleboard? Because it's pretty much the same thing. That's why. They had like mini curling in the bar where you could like have a beer and go curl. And I'm not talking about curling beers, bro. no, I'm talking about, and when I said curling, I meant bicep curling beers. I think you got it though. So, but yeah, no, I mean like you could like do the curling. So I don't know. I agree. I never really got into it. But yeah, I mean, the reason I wanted to also kind of bring this whole thing up, and thank you very much, Lucy. I do appreciate it. Short notice, you know, still got one. I think that's pretty good. We're currently in the middle of the Gold Cup of basketball, which is not the Olympics. So who gives a GD crap? Who gives a GD crap, guys? Not me. I just don't get it. Why are there so many freaking tournaments? They're all the same thing. And why is one more important than the other? I mean, I know the Olympics are a big deal, but the Gold Cup? It's basketball. It's not soccer. That's where the Gold Cup is. I thought that was the Gold Cup. But I probably shouldn't say anything because I don't know anything about soccer either. But that's another one. I definitely thought I'd get some soccer sucks or soccer is good responses. But again, short notice. But that's just the way I feel. I love to watch the Nuggets play, but I'll never be into basketball, like the world championships and all that kind of stuff. I like to go for the Nuggets. I like Nikola Jokic very, you know, very much, but I'm not going to root for him to, you know, beat the United States when he's playing for Serbia. It's not my thing. I'm also not going to root for the United States to beat him. It's kind of stupid. So, but I do that, and maybe it's different because I do like hockey more than I like basketball, and I do get pretty into the Olympics. Hockey in the Olympics is pretty fun. But yeah, I don't know. This is the best time of year though, as far as sports go. Like I talked about in the baseball episode. Baseball, yes, is one of my favorite sports, but I do believe that overall, watching football and knowing that basketball and hockey are both on the horizon, with fantasy, like I do fantasy football, obviously, is also one of my favorite times of the year. The drafting of fantasy football is just amazing. So all of that compared to just baseball, and I hate to say just baseball because I love baseball, but it's a lot of stuff, and it outweighs it. I'm sorry, baseball. It's such a good time of year, and there's still football on right now that I'm watching. It's amazing. It's an amazing time of year, so I'm very happy. And thank you again, Lucy. I really do appreciate it. So we'll take one more break. When we come back, we'll get to that awesome list of the funny names in sports, and I know you can't wait, because I can't wait either. I've already read it, and I can't wait to read it again to giggle more. So stay tuned to that when the Let's Make Fun podcast returns. Yeah.
What's up, everybody? This is Jeremy from the Let's Make Fun podcast here on N3Entertainment.com. If you haven't listened to my show yet, what the hell is wrong with you? You get to listen to some of the best up-and-coming music, listen to my stupid and frustrating takes, and every once in a while, we even have a professional on to make us a little bit smarter about whatever in the hell we're talking about that day. It's the Let's Make Fun podcast here on the Not Normal Network. Check it out. This weight is taking a toll. As Fire Falls is the name of the band there. The song is called Never Needed You. And I said the weight is taking its toll because I'm waiting for more music from them. They're badass. I did see something, and if you're on Facebook and friends with them or like their page as well, then you saw the same thing, I'm sure. They are still in the studio, making new songs. And it sounds like they do have an album coming out. So that's exciting. In a world now where everybody just comes out with singles, like Romance and Rebellion, they're coming out with a CD. From what I could tell. And it, again, CD, album, it's all the same. I mean, I call albums CDs. I don't know why. It's just the way I grew up, I guess. But yes, they're coming out with new music. That's really the only thing that matters. And I'm very excited for it because I love metal. If you know me, you know I love metal more than anything. And I'm not talking about like Five Finger Death Punch and like Nickelback. We've already made fun of that. But no, I'm talking about like screamy metal where the singer isn't like, "Look at this photographer. Yeah. It's like, we get it. You sound exactly like every other band. Congratulations, you've made it famous because for some reason people only buy that kind of metal. I don't understand. It sucks ass. But no, As Fire Falls, thank you so much for letting me use your music because you don't sound like that. You sound like a unique band and I love it. And I want more. So stay in the studio if you need to get some more stuff out because I can't wait. So thank you so much for sticking around. My name's Jeremy. This is the Let's Make Fun podcast, and today we are making fun of sports. Any sort of sport will do. Today we're kind of making fun of mostly, we're not really making fun of it particular sports. It's more just stuff surrounding sports. I've talked about how I'm not happy with the local stupid entertainment channel that plays the Avs and Nuggets for not coming to agreement with any of the local cable providers. God, I couldn't speak there. And it's really starting to become like, do we really need cable anymore? I mean, we don't get the NFL Network. We don't get Altitude. I'm sure we could find the Rockies games on any sort of streaming or something like that. And the only NFL games we get to watch are on regular TV anyway. So what the hell are we paying for? We're paying for stuff that we could probably watch on Netflix or we could watch, you know, on Hulu or something, some sort of like Fire Stick. I'm thinking we're going to have to figure this out soon because I'm really getting sick of not being able to watch what we paid for. Should have just made Let's Make Fun of Cable on this episode. Maybe next time. But no, I'm happy we did Let's Make Fun of Sports because that is going to let us get into the list, which is extremely funny names. And it's a good list, I'm telling you right now. It's normally I only do 10, but these were too good. And I thought once I got to a list, I wouldn't think they were so funny. But these are pretty damn funny. I hope you agree, but it'd be insane if you don't, since you obviously like comedy. I mean, you're listening to this show. The funniest show of all time, really. So let's just get straight to it. We've got the 22 extremely unfortunate sports players, and this is according to therock.net.nz. I don't know, did it say New Zealand? NZ? I'm assuming that... I'm going to say that's New Zealand. Why not? So number 22, again, we're just going to get right to it. I'm going to feel weird saying some of these too, but remember, they're names. Number 22, Luscious Pussy. It's very possible that it's Luscious Pussy or Lucius Puzzy, something like that. I tried figuring out who in the hell he was. It was a horrible idea because I typed in what his name is and I tried typing in sports and all it did was show, like, go to some porn site about sports chicks getting boned. And and you can only guess what the description of was of their private parts. But no, Lucius Pussy is what I'm going to go ahead and say that I'm hoping that's what the parents thought their name was. And that's why they named him Luscious or Lucius. All it says that he's a freshman linebacker. I was trying to find what team and when. But it just says he's a freshman linebacker out of Delray Beach, Florida, from American Heritage High School. I'm assuming it's some sort of college because there are other pictures that you can kind of see in the background, and they're different high schools. So I'm assuming it's some college. Poor damn unfortunate soul. It's so good, though. Lucius Pussy. Number 21. This one's not as funny just because it's pretty famous. I mean, if you're into sports, especially football, you'll know this name. It's a good name, but it's not the first time I've heard it. His name is Dick Butkus. Dick Butkus is, you know, how I always said it. I'm sure that's how everybody says it. It's pretty funny. Dick Butkus. Pretty good one. But again, it's not that great because I've heard it so many times, and I'm sure you have too. So we'll move on. Number 20. Andre Arshaven. There's like little descriptions that the fine folks at therock.net.nz put next to all these names. We'll see if you find them, like if it makes it funnier or it gets, like maybe makes it make more sense to you. We'll go back to Luscious. It says... Luscious Pussy. Wait, there's no way that's real, is it? That's all it says. Dick Butkus's was hated for sucking up to the ref. Andre Arshaven has a great technique for increasing aerodynamic speed. It's pretty good. Like Arshaven. It's not bad. They're much better after that. Like this one. And the description here is pretty funny. Number 19, Misty Hyman. Misty Hyman. The description, we get it. You're a female swimmer. When I first read that, I didn't realize Misty was her first name. I just was like, Hyman, huh, that's funny. But then I put it together with the description. So thank you, description. That's a good one. Number 18, Dean Windass is a really stink player. I definitely think this is now from New Zealand because that's not a correct sentence if you're American. Is a really stink player? No. But Dean Windass, that's a good name right there. number 17, this one's not as funny. It's just kind of kind of cute. Gaylord Silly. Gaylord Silly. I mean, anybody could have the last name Silly. It'd be just as funny. Gaylord doesn't make it funnier. It's just silly. It's kind of weird. I don't know why that's so much. That's higher than Dean Windass or Misty Hyman. No, that's not good. Gaylord Silly isn't that funny. All right, number 16. Burnt Hass. Burnt Hass. I know, it's Burnt Haas, H-A-A-S. But Burnt Hass is way better. Why would you name your kid Burnt if your last name is anywhere near ass? I don't know. Number 15 is a pretty good one. Dick Sizzler. Dick Sizzler. Never heard of that guy, but pretty good. Looks like a baseball player from like the 50s or something like that. Dick Sizzler. Not too bad there. See what we've got next. Number 14, Dean Shitu. Dean Shitu. That's the second time somebody's name was Dean something. Yeah, Dean Windass. Dean Shitu. It's pretty good. Number 13, Chubby Cox. That's a good one because it's both names. I don't really know why these other names actually made this list where it's just the last name is funny. Chubby Cox, it's funny because, you know, you can have a skinny Cox or you could have a chubby Cox. And it's somebody's name. I like it. Number 12. See, this is ridiculous. There are times when I think that people have made stuff up. But then they go ahead and show the nameplate on the back of these players. number 12, Yoshi Take a Shitta. Take Shitta? Takashita is probably what it is. Really takes a shit on the opponents, the description says. But yeah, there it is right there in plain English. Definitely English. On the back of her jersey, take shit A. That's how it's spelled. Takashita is what I'm going to go with. All right. Number 11, Dick Felt. Dick Felt. Again, if you're going to have a last name that's a word, don't give your kid a first name that's a word. What is your problem? Was that not a saying? This looks like it was like the 60s, maybe. Maybe earlier. Did nobody ever say, hey, my dick felt that, or something like that? Then nobody talked like, nobody said that back then? Stupid parents. Number 10. Destiny Hooker. See, this one could be, I mean, Hooker's a pretty common last name, so it's not too bad, but still. Destiny, come on. The description of this, Destiny Hooker is probably meant to be doing something other than volleyball. Badooch. Yeah, she's a volleyball player. Destiny Hooker. Not bad. Oh, boy. This one I don't know if I want to pronounce it the wrong way, which is why it's funny. But I'm going to. And number 9 is Rusty Cunts. But I'm only going to say it once. Rusty Cunts, I'm assuming. K-U-N-T-Z. Yeah, Rusty. Again, don't give your kid a name that's going to ruin their life, like number 8. Number 8 has been one that I've also heard for a long time. But unlike Dick Butkus, this name still hasn't really gotten not funny to me when I hear it. And I still don't know how it's ever became, like, it was ever not changed. Like, this guy didn't change his name ever. and it's Dick Trickle. Dick Trickle. He was a NASCAR driver, I believe NASCAR. He might have just been, I don't know. Either way, he was a race car driver, and his name was Dick Trickle. I don't get it. Change your name. It's like if you get famous and you have a giant mole on your nose, you can afford it. And Dick Trickle, changed his name to Dick Smith. Like, they'll still know who he is. Just do it. That's what I would have done. Number seven. And that's the thing. So number seven, I'm sure this doesn't mean what it means here where he's from, but Dick Trickle is from the United States. That means a trickly dick, I'm assuming, here. Number seven, Wanglicken, is not probably what his name does not mean anything in his language, I'm assuming. And I don't want to sound racist or anything. It doesn't seem like that's an American name. It's very possible that he's perfectly American, born in Texas, but odds are I'm going to bet he's not. So it's fine, and it's great because it's a hilarious name. Wanglicken. Number six. Oh, man. This one sucks. It sucks because it's a woman, a basketball player, I'm assuming. Yeah, 6'4", center. She's a giant woman. She probably got a lot of crap already. Again, her name doesn't probably mean what it is in her language. And it's Ivana Mandic. I'm sorry. It's Ivana Mandic. And she's tall, and I don't know. It's a good one. Really wishes she qualified for the male team. That's what the description is. It's pretty funny. Number five. Dewana Boner. This female basketballer offers some interesting proposals off court. Dewana Boner? It's Dewana Bonner, but Boner is funnier than Bonner, so that's how we'll pronounce it. Number four, let's keep going here. This one I had to look up. Unlike the luscious Puzzy, I didn't get a bunch of gross stuff when I looked this one up. And when I say gross, I'm not a prude. It wasn't gross. It was just inappropriate. But this one, I didn't get, like, instant, like, links to get to anything. I kind of had to do some digging on this one. Number four is, and I hope I'm saying this right, Ralph Minge, I don't know, M-I-N-G-E. Again, another reason why I believe maybe, who knows, maybe this is from New Zealand and maybe that Minge or Ralph, I don't know which word, took me a while to figure out which word it was that was inappropriate, but I'm assuming it's Minge because I looked up Minge, and Minge is a vulgar term for a woman's pubic hair or genitals. Now, maybe I'm just totally oblivious to stuff, and maybe that does mean something here. I'd never heard of it. I've never heard of it in my life, and that was number four on this list. Ralph Minge. So, if you know what that means, and I've just said that word 45 times, I apologize if it's offended you. I also said Kuntz wrong earlier. Number three, this guy's got a good name, and he's got a perfect smile for his name. His name's Dick Paradise. that sounds like a skanky woman's dream right there. Dick Paradise. I'm going to Dick Paradise. See, and I hate saying skanky woman because men are skanks too. Fine, a gay, skanky guy. Dick, he's going to Dick Paradise. There you go. Number two. This one's not too bad. I mean, it's funny. Steve Schartz. All right, it's funnier when you say it. Just reading it, it's like Schartz. Yeah, that's, you know, it's an unfortunate name. It's a word that, you know, it's pretty good. Steve Schartz, baseball player. Pretty funny. But not as funny as the number one. The picture that goes along with it is perfect. The picture I'll describe first is a picture of a man playing rugby, and another guy is trying to tackle said man and is instead pulling down his pants, showing his ass. And the man's name, who's, I'm assuming, ass is showing, his name is Faraj Fart Ass. How is that a name? And why wouldn't you change it? There's a guy on the Broncos, the Denver Broncos, named Jake Butt, that I've been insanely, like, hoping that he doesn't play for him, but just because I didn't want to hear all the Jake or the Butt jokes and stuff. And I've been like, if I were a Jake Butt, you know, if he makes it, I'd change my name. It's not as bad as Farage Fart Ass. It's literally spelt fart ass. It's not like F-A-H-R-T-A-S or anything like that. It's fart ass. Again, it's a rugby team. Rugby's not especially big here in the States, so it's very possible that wherever he's from, fart ass isn't as bad. But I feel like even in whatever language he's speaking, it's still funny to say, like, don't you go to your goy fart ass. Like, wouldn't somebody laugh at that? I don't know. I would change my name if that was my name. So, but that's it. 22 extremely unfortunate names. And for the most part, yeah, I agree. They're pretty bad. But funny. That's all we ever look for. Or, you know, stuff that's stupid. So it kind of encompassed both there. So I appreciate that. Thank you. And thank you to Lucy. Thank you to Romance and Rebellion. Thank you to As Fire Falls. And everybody listening, thank you to everybody that always chimes in and stuff and really makes this show what it is. I really do appreciate it. I will keep you posted on Facebook. Look at my Facebook page because I will keep you updated on Romance and Rebellion. If they need votes, either way, you should just go to Romance and Rebellion on Facebook because they'll have updates on it too. And they need your help because they are very talented and they need to be heard by people so they can tour and get big. And you could say you heard them before they got famous, which they will. So don't you want to be on that? I would. I would want to jump all over that. So get on that. And thank you so much for listening. As always, go, you know, find us on Spotify. We're on SoundCloud. We're on iTunes, all that fun stuff. Wherever you listen to your favorite music, like Romance and Rebellion, like As Fire Falls, and everybody else that lets us play their music here on the Let's Make Fun podcast. Thank you so much for listening. And as always, whatever time of day it is, have a great rest of your day.